And we're back with today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper with you. Solo today, Bonnie Berman returns Monday, but this year's colossal South Beach Food and Wine Festival starts in a week. Of course, it's one of the country's largest culinary events. So chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer has tracked each and every one of the festivals, so today is no exception. Linda is set to focus on the wildly popular Burger Bash, and we have an entry or two with us now.
We sure do.
Right beside me, yes, including, are those sweet potato tots or just?
Yeah, I saw you looking at those. Yeah, Joe, burgers are really big. I mean, literally, as you mentioned, the Burger Bash is really, really a popular attraction at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. But also, burgers are big. On my Facebook page, you can see they're like a mile high, picture of these burgers. So I thought we'd have our own competition right here. We're going to have our own Burger Bash here. And with us is Adrian Sanchez. He's the managing partner of the Pincho Factory. Now, the Pincho Factory won the People's Choice Award at the Burger Bash last year. So welcome, Adrian Sanchez.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Great. Oh, we're delighted you're here. We filled the studio with burgers. And also with us is Cesar Zapata. He's the chef owner of The Federal in Miami. And he's entering the Burger Bash. I think it's for the first time this year, isn't it, Cesar?
Yes, first time.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for your burger here.
Now, this is a big deal. You have to make burgers for a lot of people to taste.
Around 2,000 people. That's probably more.
That's 2,000 burgers.
Now, are these always beef burgers, or they can be lamb? Or
I think for the most part, beef.
Is the beef given to you by a certain...
Yeah, Schweid & Sons is one of the main sponsors and providers of for the Amstel Light Burger Bash, and they do provide the beef for everyone if you'd like. Otherwise, you can use your own.
Oh, so you, either way?
Right. Yes.
And what do you do?
Well, Schweid & Sons is actually our provider in the restaurant, so we typically get it from
them. They're good to go with it. Okay, so we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions about the Burger Bash or maybe on how to make a great burger? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email radio@WLRN.org.
Okay. And Fred Tasker, of course, is with us, our favorite wine guy. He's joining us by Skype. You can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column in the Miami Herald, and also his wine column in the Saturday Miami Herald. So, Fred, what are we going to drink today?
Well, I'm going to try to match wine with Sobe burgers, and that may not be as easy as you might think.
Well, I don't know if these guys have wine with their burgers, but we'll find out.
I'll bet they do.
Okay.
Well, it is the Amstel Light sponsor, so.
Well, we won't go there, okay? Okay, so for Adrian Sanchez, first of all, congratulations on winning the People's Choice last year.
Thank you so much.
What was the winning burger?
Our winning burger was our croquetesa. We basically took our burger and made it Miami style, turned it into a croquette, and topped it off with jack cheese,
so
pickles.
So it was a ground beef croquette.
Yes.
Deep fried. And then what did you have on top of it?
Pickles, jack cheese, mustard and mayo, and it came in a brioche bun.
So what are you making this year?
That I cannot divulge, but it will
just
be great.
Just give us a little hint.
It will have a Miami twist on it, and we'll have probably some guava mixed in there somehow, some way.
All right. Are you listening to this, Cesar?
I am.
Yeah, guava. Okay.
I'm taking notes right now.
Well, congratulations to you, Cesar Zapata. You won Bravo Network's Best New Restaurant at one time, yes?
Thank you. Not too long ago.
So this is your first year entering?
First year for Burger Bash, but It's like my fourth year for Food and Wine Festival.
Okay, so do you have any questions to ask the master over here, Adrian?
Well, how did you end up cooking those 2,000 croquetazos?
I can't even tell you. Just have fun, man. It's fast paced and just really have fun with the staff and everybody. Smile a lot at the crowd. And
I've got a question for Chef Cesar. Where do you stand on burger thickness?
It cannot be too thick.
If it's too thick, it doesn't. It's too done on the outside, and not
right. Right. So then you won't be able to cook it at the right temperature. It would just not be even.
So how rare can you cook it and still be safe?
Well, you can still eat a burger rare. You know, you want it to be around internal temperature, around 120, 125 Fahrenheit. And that's pretty much safe. But
just like a steak, then.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure also you have a good quality meat. So, you know, that's very important.
Okay. So let's go to the burgers, what I was going to say, because we've got so many here. Cesar Zapata, tell us about your burger there. And it's huge. I put a picture of it on Instagram.
Right. So this is one of the burgers that
Something
we're going
to
be
crunchy
doing.
In the middle of it.
We're going to be doing for Burger Bash. I'm not going to say too much, but it has a plantain relish. It has queso frito and a little chipotle cream.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay. So Joe, you're going to be the
oniony, yeah.
The judge here. So that looks pretty good, doesn't it? No, but the oniony, it's got like fried scallions,
crispy shallots.
Shallots. Oh, shallots on
yes.
it. Mm. All right. So turn the other direction here, Joe Cooper, and you've got three burgers in front of you.
I don't think that's fair for me.
No, he's going to just choose one.
This one. Is this a tostone?
That is a tostone burger,
there
yes.
There we go.
So wait a minute. There's no meat there.
There is. What it is
the bun is the
tostones or the buns, exactly.
Oh, okay.
We competed with that 2 years ago at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival Burger Bash.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
And okay. Lettuce, very tomatoes and cilantro mayo.
Yeah, very cubanissimo.
Okay. And then there's two other burgers here. What are they?
The other two burgers are classic pincho burger. American cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, some potato sticks and pink sauce. And
what kind of sauce?
Pink sauce. It's our secret pink sauce. It's like,
what's in it?
Ketchup and mayo and some other secret ingredients.
he's not forthcoming today. Did you notice that? Okay. Now, you have to put that down. There's another burger to taste, Joe Cooper.
And then the third burger I brought is our Perfecto burger.
Perfecto.
Yeah, it has a nice little sweet and savory aspect to it with some caramelized onions, cilantro mayo, and potato sticks.
I can't pick a winner here.
I'm just going to say that. It seems to me that they're all winners. Is that right?
And creative.
Yeah. So, but the regular, your regular pincho burger is like a regular burger in a sense, except you put your secret pink sauce with the mayo and the ketchup and the secret.
Correct. They're all the same patty. It's just everything's they're all topped up differently.
Oh, it's the different toppings.
Yeah, the meat is always the same.
And say, so for yours... so you don't want to tell us all of it, but there's something crunchy in the center there.
Yeah, what is that?
Mm-hmm. That's secret.
That's a secret?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm going to get to the end of the secret.
Yeah, you have to guess what it is. Yes? Mm, good. I happen to know what it is. While you're thinking about it, let's go to Andres.
Is it pork related?
It's no, it's not pork. It's not a meat product.
Oh.
Let's go to line... line two, while you're deciding, yes. While you're chewing, chew away there. Andres, is it Andres?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon to everyone. I just wanted to ask Mr. Zapata?
Yes.
No, Sanchez, excuse me. Zapata is the chef, but Mr. Sanchez is the owner
Managing
of the Pincho Factory?
Yes, one of them.
Okay, great. I noticed that there's a lot of Caribbean influences with the plantain and the fried cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like these have fared better in the Miami market and as opposed to other markets? Like, have those flavors, Latin American flavors, been like introduced to other markets with success?
What you're trying to say, we only have a couple of minutes here though, so Andres, I just want to say, what you're trying to say is they're putting Latin flavors in because of the market here, is that what you mean?
Yes, and
yeah, okay.
if it's been successful elsewhere.
Well, we actually have 10 restaurants that are in the pipeline for this coming year and the beginning of next. I think the Latin flavor is something that can be enjoyed by just about everybody.
In what geographical areas?
It could be pretty much anywhere.
I mean your restaurants.
Oh, South Florida primarily. So we have Miami-Dade and Broward, and we have another location coming up in Orlando as well.
So most of Florida, but you know, to answer Andre's question, is they have Latin flavors, Latin restaurants in New York City. I mean, all over the United States, I've seen in Colorado, I've seen them. So these flavors are becoming popular.
Without a doubt.
Right, and Peruvian flavors are becoming outrageously popular.
We have a Cuban/Asian restaurant up here in northern Michigan. Very popular.
Cuban/Asian in the same place?
Uh-huh. Good stuff.
All right. sounds good. So let me ask you then, if you're going to be making your burger, what's the best way to cook one? A grill, saute pan, deep frying that Adrian likes? Cesar, what's your best way?
I go old school, a flat top or a cast iron.
So if you're at home, mm-hmm. a skillet.
Yes.
Right. And just, you know, sear it, and mm-hmm. then lower the heat and let it cook through.
Right, right. And just a little bit of salt, and that's it.
Okay.
So you let the meat shine.
So that, and that goes with your having the best kind of meat. Just quickly, what's yours?
My home burger will be backyard barbecue charcoal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
With tomato.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to take a little break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests today are Pincho Factory's Adrian Sanchez and The Federal's Cesar Zapata. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And our guests today are Pincho Factory's managing partner, Adrian Sanchez, and The Federal's chef owner, Cesar Zapata. These are both restaurants here in South Florida. And they've been giving us tips on making great burgers and what they'll be serving at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival Burger Bash. Except Adrian hasn't given me the whole story here. He's just got a big smile on his face. And we wish you both luck. We had a contest here, Joe. You thought they all won.
Well, yeah, they are all really good. I like the combination of tostones with mayonnaise and tomato.
All right. Okay. All right. It's dinner in minutes time. And so here's a quick dinner for a busy night. Excuse me. It's Julia Child's tuna casserole. Now, it was hard for me to believe that Julia Child actually made food with canned food. And so she used canned tuna, and she placed this drained and canned tuna in a bowl, and you flake it with a fork. And then she used regular mushroom soup. To make it a little bit more modern, I've used a low-sodium mushroom soup that you can find in the supermarket, a little shredded cheese, some diced onion. And then you microwave some brown rice. Put it in the bottom of a casserole dish. And then you put the tuna mixture on top, and then a little bit more rice, so you make a layer of it. And then sprinkle some more soup and some cheese on top of that, and put it in a 375-degree oven for 20 minutes. It's as simple as that. And that complete recipe and the photograph, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And by the way, the photo of the burger, that's at Facebook, Linda Gassenheimer's Facebook. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, as I said, wine with Sobe burgers is a little bit daunting for a wine lover. I'm only being asked to create a perfect wine match for the quintessential American eat with your hands gourmet traditional patriotic red, white, and blue sandwich called the hamburger. Now, if it was just a hamburger, just ground beef on a bun, it would be easy. Any soft, fruity, not too tannic red wine would do, but one good all-around match would be the wine that was the first starter wine for a lot of my generation, good old Gallo Hardy Burgundy at $4 a bottle.
Is it still for sale?
Oh, yeah. That's the current price. You can get it now.
Okay.
$6.99 for a Magnum. It's pretty cheap, and it's not bad.
Okay.
But at the Sobe Burger Bash, they are not your grandfather's burgers. These are big, brash, complex, spicy, juicy, fat, cheesy, spicy. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Creamy, challenging, and intimidating to match with wine. To demonstrate, let me just name a few burgers that have scored in past Burger Bashes and my attempts at wine matches for them. First comes the Fat Elvis Burger with thick-cut pepper smoked bacon, peanut butter, and strawberry jam.
Yuck.
match that with a wine or a beer, but I would say maybe a sweetly fruity Pinot Noir, and maybe even the one made by Miomi Wines, which is part of the Burger Bash. Now, next is a past winner, the Luther Burger, with donuts replacing the buns, created when singer Luther Vandross ran out of burger buns.
All right, so, Fred, everyone here is shaking their head.
They wouldn't do well. You use the plantain, you know, and the tostone is the same thing.
Anyway, the
extra sugar glaze sweetness calls for a softer, sweet red wine, maybe an extra ripe and fruity Australian Shiraz. And then finally, the burger that I think was inspired by a teenage zombie slasher horror movie. This is a burger called Sympathy for the Devil, and it has jalapenos, buffalo chili sauce, and scorching habanero sauce.
Wow.
Now, this needs a wine with some sweetness to go with all that heat, so I might pair it with a powerful, full-bodied, sweet red wine like port. Or I might just throw up my hands and pour an ice-cold version of the beverage from the Burger Bash's sponsor, an icy, icy, sweet, no, not sweet, icy, icy, cold wine called Amstel Light.
So tell me, Cesar or Adrian, what's popular drink in your restaurants, wine or beer?
More popular is beer. We offer both wine and beer, but I would say beer, usually with a burger, like a dark beer, pairs really well.
And Cesar?
We have both also, but wine. We sell a lot of wine.
So there you go. One wine, one beer? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a emailer here, Kathleen Coral Gables. What wine with burgers? Champagne, of course. Brut bubbly goes with everything. You can't go wrong with champagne or cava, prosecco, yada, 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 yada.
I agree.
See, now I was trying not to say that.
So, Fred, you've got a friend here.
Yeah, I do.
You've got to email her and say, well done.
Email it. We'll compare notes.
Okay. Very good. Well, what are some unusual toppings that you've put on burgers? Adrian?
I mean, we're kind of known for our unusual toppings, I guess, like the fried cheese, eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs. Eggs on a burger are amazing.
Fried eggs?
Fried eggs. Fried eggs on anything is good.
Okay. I have to say to people, because it's not television, that as he's talking about it, he's got the biggest smile on his face, like he's tasting it as he's talking. Cesar, how about you?
So once in a while in the restaurant, I'll do a burger night, and I believe maybe last year we did a burger, which was called a fat burger. And it was basically the burger meat, a piece of foie gras, some truffles,
a fried egg.
Avocado and bacon.
All of that in one?
In one burger, yes.
Sounds like a $35 burger.
I think we were charging around $25. But yes,
with the foie gras and the avocado and the cheese?
Yes. It was a heart attack, but it did very well.
You didn't charge.
You know, when I'm grilling, I like to put on about a half inch thick slice of Vidalia onion and grill that and put that on top of the burger.
Mm, sounds good. And by the way, the Pinchot Factory, as you mentioned, Adrian, you have several locations. So to find out where to go, that's nearest you, you go to where?
Go online, www.pinchotfactory.com.
Very simple for all the different locations. And,
yes.
And your future ones.
Correct.
Okay. And Cesar, where's the Federal located?
51st and Biscayne.
Okay.
Right here in Miami.
Right here. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the buns, because we've heard about the donuts and we've heard about the tostones, but you made one on a brioche. And so what else, what other kind of buns do you use?
I like a potato bun.
What is that?
Potato bread, uh-huh. Like a Martin's.
They're real squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I grew up eating a burger, so it's like very comforting. So I enjoy burgers in a potato bun.
Have you ever tried an English muffin?
That too. I heard about that, and I heard it's delicious.
And yeah, it holds up to the burger. It doesn't fall apart the way a lot of buns
do. And at the restaurant for brunch, we also use a biscuit once in a while. So that's also...
You're well known for your biscuits.
For biscuits,
yes,
correct.
Yes, you've won awards on your biscuits. Yes. How do you get a biscuit? That's a southern dish.
Yes.
Not quite your background. Where are you from?
Well, actually, I was born in Colombia. I grew up in New Jersey, but I also lived in Texas. So I think that's where the whole biscuit
thing
comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So developed a great recipe. Took us like almost 2 years to perfect it. And
you've won awards for your biscuits.
Yes.
Yes.
Food and Wine Magazine and some other publications.
Okay. And now, Pincho Factory, what does Pincho stand for?
Well, Pincho is a kebab or a skewer. Uh-huh. So it's pretty much the basic thing is meat on a stick.
So that's what some of your, what are your popular foods that you serve there?
Correct. That's like other half of the menu. We do skewers, chicken, steak, shrimp. We make them into salads, rice bowls, pita wraps.
Did we mention the tater tots that are sweet potatoes?
No.
Because I can't stop eating them.
I know, because we can't mention because you're eating them. These are sweet potato tots, and then there's a sauce with them. What's the sauce?
That's the apple butter sauce. So it's like, it's the way, the only way I can describe it is like Thanksgiving in a cup.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say it is. Well, this has really been a very delicious thing. If there are still tickets, I think, available for the Burger Bash. If you go to Sobe Wine and Food Festival online, you can find out if they are available, and you can enjoy some of these burgers that these people are going to be making, the secret ones. Okay. Really tasty week.
Mm-hmm.
Cesar Zapata from the Federal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
and
for having me.
Your delicious burger, and I'm wishing you good luck.
Thank you,
for
Linda.
The Burger Bash. I think people should go and vote for you.
Thank you.
But I don't want Adrian to feel left out. Adrian Sanchez from the Pincho Factory, thank you for joining us and your great burgers.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Good luck to you, and I hope you win something there, too.
So do I. We'll be defending it.
Okay. You'll be defending your place. Joe Cooper, you ate really well today.
I did really well today.
Yeah. Very happy, huh? Well, next week, we're going to be talking with celebrity chef Jeffrey Zakarian. He has a huge history of food in Miami and everywhere else. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then. Oh, and Fred Tasker, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.